up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
What it good be? Hopefully it's what it should be. It's your slime brother, N-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is the Drink Champs motherfucking podcast. We ain't even gonna make no noise. We don't even have to.
It's a moment of silence?
We got enough of making noise in this episode.
This is the drunkest.
This is the drunkest episode.
Episode to date.
Which makes me my proudest episode because...
Because of our drunkenness?
Yeah. I mean, this is the purpose of this. A lot of people... I want to big up to everybody who tuned in to the DMX interview, even those with negative comments.
I saw a lot of positive.
I saw mostly positive. If I had to break it down to percentage-wise, I would say 85% was positive, 10% of it was lost, and 5% of it... did know what was going on. And we had fun. I want to big up to DMX first and foremost for being himself, giving us the real him. And, you know, for those that did have negative comments, what we want to tell them was we were number one.
We were in the music category.
We were number one same category that the other fellas be number one.
And we had
and
all
we
three
had number
of our
five
episodes.
In the top 10. There. And then we also had number seven. So now we are going to make noise for that.
Come on.
We had a weak audience tonight. This is just the intro. We're keeping them up. On the weekly update, so I'll just tell you congratulations.
Congratulations to you. Shout out to Ali as well.
Because it took a lot of people, a lot more time to reach that spot. Our counterparts, our brothers in competition, if you will, Rap Radar.
Friendly competition.
They didn't like that we had number one because this week they tried to take us out. They dropped two episodes.
I think they're gorilla casting now.
They're portable casting. Yeah, gorilla casting. They took it our blueprint. I call it Blueprint 2. You know what I'm saying? They took our blueprint. Those are our peoples. But
the hood print.
I don't think 2088. I don't think people wanted to film into that. The Big Sean, Janelle, Iko thing. You know, I'm not sure people were wanting to tune into
that. I think it's just
that.
A different thing we doing, man.
And then bigger them up for organized noise.
That's dope.
I haven't seen that yet, but I heard they got a great documentary. And I'm also, you know, get into Rap Radar podcast. You know, those are our friends. We just playing around.
We got to get.
And I always play
B-Dot
with Big Sean.
Elliot because, on our show.
Yeah, we need
gotta
them
get
on
them
our
drunk.
Show. And I always play with Big Sean because he fronted on me one time. So I always play with him. But it's no beef. I'm just bugging out. And Janelle Iko, I've never met her. But big her up. So, you know, pick up that album if that's something you guys are interested in. And bigger Rap Radar for putting out two episodes. Try to take us out. We were still on top. And in passing, I just got to mention this real quick because it's a very foul situation. But I don't want to seem like we avoided any situation in hip-hop. Or we won't address it or we won't talk about it. I just want to big up to everybody that's affected about what's going on with African Bambaataa and Zulu Nation. I just want to show all y'all brothers to stay strong, stay positive. And, you know, I can't speak on the situation because I don't know the facts. I don't know the stories. You know, obviously I'm hearing what everybody else is hearing. So I want to, you know, be very sensitive when I speak about this subject.
Yeah,
but
man.
I just want everybody.
That's an icon within our culture.
To hold a head. And, let's wish for a positive outcome from this. Also,
you just gave me a Debbie Downer, man.
Ah, man, I'm sorry, but we're gonna keep it moving. We're gonna get back up to it. Also, which is dope. I heard that Puff Daddy actually reached out to DMX from DMX clip
from our show,
and he now added DMX on his second show of the Bad Boy.
That's dope.
And Family.
That's dope.
All from our podcast.
Wow. Positive things happening at Drink Champs.
You know what I'm saying? Positive things happen.
Make some motherfucking noise for that.
Make some fucking noise, man. We didn't even get the horn. But yeah, everybody, you know, at first they seen a DMX interview. It was all this negative comments and all this negative backlash. And we flipped it. We bounced it. We sent out the prayer. We seen him being vulnerable. You got to hear DMX cry. You got to hear DMX pray. You got to hear him talk about his demons. You got to hear him talk about everything. So he gave us the real him. So we want to big that up.
Man.
And it's still going because Puff just added him to a show. Not only that. A famous I want to call him R&B guy. He's very close with a guy named 40 Over Yo.
Yes.
We reached out. Both cats reached out, and I'm about to get them on the phone, DMX, with a guy on the phone. We're supposed to do it tonight. If we don't do it tonight, we do it tomorrow. I've got Troy Ave on the phone with Styles P and got them to squash their beef. I got Fat Joe on the phone
with
Jay-Z.
You're like a hip-hop mediator.
I want to call myself a Harrakhan, not a Farrakhan.
Noricon.
I'm doing great things in hip-hop. I'm having fun. Again, Drink Champs, I want to, salute us.
And we always got to shout out the listeners.
Yes.
Because we got... we got soldiers, Drink Champ soldiers out there.
Yeah, like people have the Hive and people have all this. We got Drink Champ soldiers.
Yeah, we do.
Army. Drink Champ Army. Soldier
Army.
They
go to bat for us every time.
They go to bat for us. Like, somebody say something stupid.
Oh, man, they go in.
They come in.
They go, it's Drink Champs, bitches.
It's Drink Champs, bitches. It's going down, man. So I'm having a whole bunch of fun. I also want to big up the Breakfast Club. They had Eve on their show.
And they referenced our
two
show,
of our stories.
Yeah.
To our story, we were creating our own media right now. They curated.
Big up to Charlamagne.
Envy didn't big me up, but I'm gonna big him up. He brought up my story without bigging me up, but that's some queen shit. You know what I mean? He's yellow. He's my family. But Envy brought us up, and then Charlamagne brought us up with the Eve show. I felt that was dope. I felt there was respect. And here's what I want to do. We haven't had a female on here yet.
Okay.
I don't want to seem like this is a party that all pool sticks are allowed and not the pool pockets.
Definitely not.
So we're calling out to the fans. I spoke to a good friend of mine. Her name is Foxy Brown. I explained to her what a podcast is. I explained to her what we're doing. I explained to her the numbers. She actually knew about the numbers. But I want to show the power of the podcast right now. Anybody, Foxy Brown's official Instagram? Can you look on it? You got a computer in front
of
you.
Also producer.
We want everybody to hit up Foxy Brown and say we want her to be the first female to come on here and get drunk with the Drink Champs.
That'd be crazy.
She's a legend. She's done phenomenal numbers on record sales.
Oh,
that's my phone. She's done phenomenal numbers on record sales. She's an icon.
At Foxy Brown.
At Foxy Brown.
Keep it simple.
And you sure? That looks like the official one?
Yeah.
Okay, at Foxy Brown. Let me see. That's your phone now.
Feedback.
It's at Foxy Brown. Please tell her to at Foxy Brown and tag the Drink Champs. She must come on here.
Let her know
first.
You want her on the Drink Champs podcast.
We want her to be the first La Queena, the first queen
of Drink Champs
to bless the Drink Champs, man. That's dope, man. We're gonna keep it legendary. Now, before we get into this episode, a lot of people said, "Man, you said you're only gonna interview legends. Gunplay isn't a legend." Let me just step up for Gunplay. Gunplay is a Miami legend.
He definitely is.
He's a Miami legend. He might not be a legend in music, but we're not just only.
He's on his way to do that.
He's on his way in music, but he's a Miami street legend. He's one of the most charismatic, most fun dudes. He knows how to laugh.
Yeah.
We had a great time
good dude,
with him.
Good old friend of all of ours here.
Yeah, we had a great time with him, and he had never met Capone. Well, I'm not going to get into all that. We're going to let you see that.
Yeah,
but
it happened organic.
I'm going to pick up the W Hotel. We've been crashing the W Hotel.
This is what? That's a second time.
Second?
Dugging out the W.
And we dug out the A-Loft. They're all Starwood. So
they
Starwood,
need to sponsor us.
If you want to sponsor us, please. I spent a lot
CBS,
of money.
Please.
I'm platinum. I'm platinum Starwood member, so... If you want to sponsor us. I also want to big up Young Sav. I didn't bring No More Bel Air because we drank it all, Young Sav. So please fill us up, baby. Big up Keith from Moet. He also hooked me up with a different person. Let me pull this up there.
Well, while you're looking for that, I want to shout out the whole Strange Music fam. They on the road right now and they listening to the podcast. Shout out Strange Music. My artist Mayday out there on the tour with Tech N9ne. Tech N9ne's going to be on the podcast one of these days. We're going to make that happen.
Big up Tech. And also, people out there, if you want people to be on the podcast, you tag us and tag them. You know what I mean? So, they know that it's real because we're very serious about these interviews. And we want to be the best at what we're doing. And her name is... Okay, no, you're putting... Alina Smith. Alina Smith from Moet, too. I haven't received...
You went deep for that.
Yeah, and I ain't going to lie. You know, I like Moet, baby. So I haven't received the gifts, but they told me Friday. So by the time people are hearing this, we'll probably be drinking it. And I'm just having a great time, man. You know what I mean? Honestly, for me being a rapper, every time I drop a podcast, it's like I'm dropping an album. I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to look at the links. I want to blast out the links. I want to speak to the fans because, you know,
dropping an album.
It's like dropping an album every week for
CBS
me.
CBS asked me, they're like, yo, how are you guys promoting this? I said, the same way we promote our albums.
Mm-hmm. We taking it to the streets. We also... also want to go get banners, like back in the days.
Poster boards and shit.
Yeah, poster
Sniping
boards.
Sniping and shit.
I also want to big up Akinelli. He showed me his club on Ocean Drive, which was dope. He wants the Drink Chat podcast to come over there. We have Myth Bleek booked. Bleek.
When's that going
to
happen, man?
You know, he's rich. He's Ho's friend. So we got to wait. He was coming to Miami. But we're gonna keep it going. There's a lot of people who've been hitting us up. Big up Ice-T. Who wants
that,
to be a...
We got to do... That one's got to happen.
Yeah, big up Ice-T. So tag Ice-T at Final Level, I believe. That's his... And say his request has been... it's been taken. So we're gonna do it. Hopefully he brings Coco. You know what I mean? Definitely. You know what I mean? Because that'll be different
that'll
for
be
us.
That'll be legendary.
You know, big her up. You know what I mean? He's like my older brother, so that's like my sister. So, you know, it's all love. Again, we're just having fun. This is one of my most favorite episodes because it's out of control. At some point,
like we had to intro it almost sober because we get so drunk in this episode.
Yeah, this episode. This is the drunkest.
Shout out to Uber. I got home just so everybody knows.
Let's big up Uber.
Uber hooked me up
that
night.
Yeah, let's big up Uber. So you know what? You got anything? Come on, let's just think. We got something else to say.
Nah,
what else happened this week?
Whoa. This week? Nah, fuck this. I want to set up this episode. I want people to hear this episode.
Okay, cool. And why is this one of your favorite episodes?
Because I think it stays true to the Drink Champs.
This is true. This is true. Big up to Eric B.
Yeah.
Eric B also reached out. Yeah. See, we want everybody to know, Eric B, you're a legend. We love you, but we want you to get drunk on here.
Everybody that comes here genuinely needs to
get
drunk.
We want you on here, everybody. But, you know, we also don't want you in your natural element. Like, I always see Eric B. He's the coolest guy in the world. But, like, if you look at the
That's one of my inspirations as a DJ.
Of course.
Eric
B. Of course, it should be.
Dre, Jam Master J.
So, everybody who we love and we want to accept you guys on the show, we're going to bring you on the show, we're going to have fun with you. But we do want you to drink. You know, it's not mandatory.
And loosen the fuck up.
Loosen up.
The interviews that everybody does, everybody's uptight.
Because
they trying to carefully pick their words and not offend.
Right.
We here to offend.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to go at people, but we here to just, it's not facts. We just drunk.
Yeah, we just drunk. And we doing it. And a couple of, you know, I also want to just address something about the DMX episode. There is a part that we took out. And there was a part that we took out, not because we want to censor anybody's...
I don't think we owe people an explanation, though.
That's okay. You know, because I felt I didn't want to take it out.
I know you didn't.
I didn't want to take it out, but the way our good folks at CBS worded it, and they didn't tell us to take it out. They just made sure we're good with it.
They put it on us.
And when they worded it the way they worded it, the one thing I don't want to do... the one thing that everybody got to know when you part of the Drink Champs, I want the artist and the DJ to win. Like, this is not, what is that shit called? When you thinking about the film, a spectator film, I don't know, man. What am I thinking of?
I have no
idea. You know the films where you gotta sit there and
a thriller?
A thriller. This is not a thriller.
Right, right.
Like the DJ wins at the end when they're on this show. The rapper wins at the end. Yes.
Hip hop wins
at the end. We're not here to take anybody away, but we are here to show the fun side of these people and have fun with them. So without no further ado, I'm gonna drink some more of this wine.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna smoke a blunt.
It's Wino Wednesdays?
Nah. Yeah, Wino Wednesdays.
On Friday.
And man, thanks to all the fans. I swear to God, I almost like the Drink Champs fans more than the NRE fans. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to just throw that out there.
Shot them out.
They are holding it down. They are repping. Like, it's crazy how people be in my DMs and saying Friday is too long. So I was going to take a book out of Rap Radar page and say, why don't we drop the two episodes that we don't have film for? And I said, you know what? We're going to relax.
Yeah, relax. We're going to relax. Please.
Big up Rap Radar.
We both have a lot big of things
going on. Big up
CBS.
Big up Play It. Big up Drink Champs. Big up Crazy Hood. Big up Thugged Out Militainment for all of us just coming together. Big up all the artists who participated, because most of these guys, when they participated,
they didn't know what it was going to be.
They didn't know what the other
where
people,
we were taking it.
It's like when you do a song with somebody. Like, I didn't send nobody else their verse. I can send you Nas verse on this, or I can send you Jay's verse, and we didn't. So look, the AC came on. That's like
that's our sign.
That's our sign that we doing some fucked up shit. We in a fucked up place, and we gonna get fucked up. And listen. Again, when you hear this, already have your shots poured.
Yeah, come
already
on.
Have your blunts rolled.
And have fun with us.
And have fun with us.
Get the fuck out of here with all this shit. Yeah.
Do a squat every time we clap. Do a push-up.
Yeah, drink some ginger fucking shots.
If your breath stink, brush your tongue every time we take a shot. You feel me? If you smoke and you drink, you should have a shot every time we clap. You should smoke every time we clap. Have fun with us, because one thing for sure, two things for certain, this is not fake at all. We are 100% having a great time when you hear these episodes, and we're going to continue to give you the best shit every Friday. Also, hit up Trick Daddy. Hit up Trina.
We need Trick on
you know
the
what
show.
I'm saying? EFN stepped to me. You know, he's from the South. He said, man, we got to drop somebody for the South. So we got this gunplay episode out with another New York legend. And we're going to continue it going. We want Trick Daddy. We want Trina. We want Sleepy Brown. We want Big Boy. We want all these games. We're going to go, and we're going to continue to travel. And now that we see people are... looking at our blueprint and studying it and applying it their way, we know that we're doing the right thing, so we're going to continue to do that. I want to say thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
You know what I mean? We have a great thing going. Let's keep it going. And this episode is the drunkest episode.
So far. Because it could get worse.
So far. And we were taking shots throughout the whole. Pone took a shot and it came out through his chest. Yeah, it's weird.
It was Colombian
it's
white
weird.
Through his nose.
Yeah, Colombian white. Crazy. It's crazy. So, again, to all the listeners, drinkchamps.com. Follow me at The Real Noriego on Instagram. Follow me on Snapchat, New Year Nori. And follow me on Twitter at NREAGA. And I'm verified on Instagram, so
at Who's Crazy on Instagram at DJ EFN.
Big up Don P for making that happen. And I'm going to pass you the plug. But without no further ado.
And we're on Spotify now, too.
And we're on Spotify. So for all you dudes that don't. Have iPhones. Look, if you don't have an iPhone, just follow me on Twitter. That's at Noriega, NREAGA. And I always blast out the CBS Play It links, which is equivalent to SoundCloud.
Yeah.
It's their version of SoundCloud. So that's what we're doing, man. I had a great time, man. Big up to my barber, Dione. He always comes an hour late.
But he
still keeps me fresh. Big up, Dione. New York Cuts, right?
Love you.
New York Cuts, where's that? Come on, man.
Sunrise.
Go see New York Cuts and Sunrise. He's gonna cut you. He's gonna cut you up great, and he's gonna put tiger bone on your face after you finish. That's way better than alcohol. You know what I mean? After he hits you with the razor,
he tapes you up with the tiger bone.
He tapes you up with the tiger bone, so you will be drunk leaving his shit, and you won't know why. Big up to Twin. Big up to Twin Ellen and Frankie. Big up to Hazardous Sounds for being behind the board.
Steve Oso.
It's going down, man. We're having fun, man.
Let's go.
And we're going to drink the rest of this wine. You can't leave to the wine.
Let's get drunk with Gunplay and Capone.
Hazardous. Boom.
Let's go.
See you next. That Drunk Uncle is out, too. That Drunk Uncle mixtape is out for free. Go get it. Or buy it if you fucking got a little bit of bread. Peace.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
Hang, Segri, it's your boy NORE.
What up, I'm DJ EFN.
And right now, I always like to say it's Militant Crazy World Radio, but it's not. It is Drink Champs Podcast.
Make some noise. Damn, we are
we about to get kicked out of the hotel because we upgraded.
And we the most unprofessional podcast in the world.
But it makes us professional.
No, that's...
Our unprofessionalism...
Is professionalism.
Is professionalism and our acquiescence.
I don't know what that is.
Nobody does. Listen. Y'all can talk, but y'all can't have your own conversation. You gotta have your conversation about over here if you're gonna have a conversation.
Because here at Drink Champs, it's always New Year's, right? New Year's Eve.
It's always New Year's.
And it's always your birthday.
Yo, EFN, before we introduce our guests, can I just throw out that you... I thought I picked the worst noisemakers.
Right, okay, you're gonna try me. What the hell is that? Who's watching porno on their phone right now, dog?
It gotta be littles. It gotta be littles.
Turn off your phones, littles. Guys. Turn off your phones. Who's got Bang Bros on?
It might be Sunny, now that I think about it. But now that we all came together and everything is righteous,
sounds like a
we
prayer.
Gotta introduce our first guest for tonight. Would you like to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Or would you like to pass him the torch and then he...
Oh, he's going to give his own introduction?
I don't know. What do you want?
You need no introduction.
What the fuck? I don't need no introduction.
Wait.
Hold on.
Take some agua in.
As y'all can hear, I'm drunk already, drinking with the drink champs.
All right.
Cheers.
I'm in for a bad night.
1, 2, 3.
Cheers. Hey, wait. Get your drink.
Wait, no, why water came out just shit?
Because I got aura.
What the fuck was that?
I got aura, nigga.
Cheers. Columbia White.
And who do... this is my friend.
This is our peoples. Our peoples right here.
He has a beard.
Yo, that shit came out my shirt.
And he's from Kendall.
Wait. What happened there?
I need a tissue.
You need a tissue.
By the way, that's Capone on the mic.
Wait, everybody makes a noise for Capone being in the building. Yeah. Drink Champs. Yo. We definitely getting kicked out.
I never took a shot where it came out my nose and my chest.
Yeah.
Like, the shit is in my shirt. How'd I take the shot? It came out my pores and my chest.
It got that little shot of horrors coming out.
But, you're supposed
shit.
To drink it.
I did.
No, you ain't drinking. You just poured it on yourself.
No, I ain't going front.
Is that true?
I did the Prince real quick.
And let's let everybody say hi to Sunny D. B-E-T.
B-E-T.
Yep.
Who...
Bet it all on Sunny.
Is Aguayente...
King?
Oh, Sonny.
Not the king. Come on, come take a shot, Sonny.
Sonny, take a shot.
Look, he used the bathroom. He used the bathroom. Come, come over here and take a
anybody
shot.
Hold on, take a shot.
Because tonight's morals is we're not driving.
I'm driving.
Woo! Make some noise for Ant taking a shot.
Take another shot, just don't drink it. Drink the shot.
Wait.
All right, fuck it.
I got work to do tonight. Y'all niggas trying to have
Carlito, taking a shot.
Felito taking a shot.
You want one? Has on the board. You want one?
Felito.
I like that.
Easy. Hold on. We got it.
Look, and he's taking one with you. He's a real nigga. Because I'm not taking nothing with nobody.
That nigga drink 151 straight for breakfast.
After that. This is the drink champ.
Shout out to the drink champs.
All right.
I don't do the eye-to-eye
shit. Has taken a shot too for the record.
I'm about to quit the podcast. I'm about to quit. You got to do the eye-to-eye shit, E.
But E.
Do we make that? E, hold on.
You know why you can't do eye-to-eye? Because when you drink that aguayente, that shit make you cross-eyed. So you can't even look a nigga in his eye.
It made him cross-eyed just now?
Cross-eyed like a motherfucker.
Okay. All right, so let's make some noise for Capone for being in the Drink Champs building.
Yes, sir.
So, Capone, we would like to know. Look, Sunny D, BET, come over here. You're going to stand there for gunplay right now. So, Sunny, So Capone,
what
brings you to Miami? We would like to know.
Hey, you know what? Sunny brought me to Miami, man.
He brought you. He went.
You talking about magic?
No, I'm talking about Sunny BET. He went. He came on his BMX bike. He rode all the way to New York.
And popping wheelies the whole way.
I seen that nigga on 9-5 kicking up dust. You know what I'm saying?
How does that ear sound?
Yo, but that nigga rode his BMX. Nah, that nigga rode a hoverboard to New York, nigga.
So Sunny D, BET.
Right.
What's that?
Is this how it happens when dark skin people get together?
Nigga, you dark skin too.
I'm trying to be dark skin.
He wore the black shirt, so he looked light.
If you got to classify that nigga, dark skin or light skin, it's gonna be Christopher Williams or Wesley Snipes. It's no in between.
Now. But back in the days,
you was not brown skinned. That didn't count.
I was
count.
Between Martin Lawrence
what the
and
fuck?
Will Smith back in the days.
You was a brown nigga.
Yeah, I was a brown nigga. But now I'm a dark nigga.
You dark skinned.
I'm
you
trying
are,
to be dark. EFN, yeah. I don't know
the
what
way
you're
you
doing.
Get ahead in the world today, Pauls. You got to be dark skinned.
I don't know what EFN is doing.
Yeah, well, Sonny sits down on all the cords we got here.
Now I ain't gonna front. I thought you was rubbing his ankles or something. Like,
foul.
I ain't know what was going on.
Know me for mad years, and you think I'm rubbing his ankle?
I don't know what may happen. I know we all his brothers car? Here, but you know what I'm saying? If your shit fucked
I don't understand.
Up, you know, I might hit you lightly, but I don't know.
I want to take a shot.
Oh, you want a shot? You want a shot?
Oh, yeah. It's okay. Give Sonny a shot.
A shot. I might
give Sonny
another
a
shot too.
Okay, where's
give
your
Sonny.
Half a shot.
Only because I ain't driving in Miami.
I'm driving.
Nobody's driving.
I'm driving.
Nobody's driving.
I'm driving. It's half a shot. Please.
Nah.
No.
So.
Me too.
All right. We're going to let y'all take a shot and then we're going to interview you.
You going to let us take a shot?
Because I already took mad shots. All right. Waiting for you. Waiting for you to land.
Salute to the drink champ.
I took shots waiting for you to land. Salute. Salute. God damn it. All right. So Capone is in the building.
You hear that?
Oh,
you don't hear
nothing. Woo! That shot
was
real.
When you do that, when you do this, you 30 and over. That you shot. Go, you 30 and over.
When you do that noise?
How about 40 and over? 40 and over.
I'm 40.
I'm 32.
I'm
40 32,
years old.
Sonny.
I'm a grown ass man.
That shit smell like, ooh. Please get that shit away from me.
What? Aguardiente?
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I gotta take like a shower Patron. After that. That shot is a shower shot. Like, you know, you take a shot of some shit, you just gotta get in the shower. Like, you can't even say nothing to nobody. They's like, Paul, where you going? I'll be right back.
Sonny, just real quick though. Which ear do you hear better from? Like, which part of the headphones?
I hear totally fine.
Is it in stereo?
Sonny, hold on. Time out. Sonny, we need you to introduce yourself to the crowd. Who you are and where you from and where you represent.
This is Sonny DBT, born in Brooklyn, New York, representing, live in Miami. This is facts.
Talk to the microphone. You're gonna disrespect.
And anybody 50 years and older, he will take you down.
Yeah, he got an IPA card. What is your card? What's the card you got?
If you get Social Security and disability,
Social Security.
No, going we are down. The dream champs, but he is the snow bunny champ.
Hold on.
What's your card? Pull out
you
your card.
You got the snow bunny card.
Pull out your card.
That nigga's the nigga in white chicks.
But ARP.
ARP.
Don't fuck it.
Let's make some noise for my nigga having an ARP card.
Oh, shit.
I ain't gonna front.
Yo, I froze my leg.
I'm not even gonna lie. What the fuck is What the fuck is an ARP card, though?
You get 20% off at Arby's.
You get 20% off white chicks?
You get free bagels at Denny's.
Free bagels at Denny's.
And you get free pork sandwiches and all that?
Yeah.
Even Jay-Z can't get one of these.
When he flies, boom, when he flies, they bring the wheelchair.
Hov got an ARP.
For Shorty?
Yeah, you know, they take him on the wheelchair to the plane.
They take him.
I'm first in the plane. Y'all niggas talk about first class.
But Sonny, tell him. You first class, though.
First class.
You get on a plane first. As soon as they name them, as soon as they say.
First class in a no class.
Flight 1431 boarding for New York City. But first, we gotta let Sonny D on the plane.
That's a special plane.
So let's just keep it real.
It's a special plane.
Capone is getting a lot of money.
He's getting a lot of money?
He's getting a lot of money. At least in this past month, we might have made him alone a lot of money. But guess what? He still flew out here on Frontier Airlines. Let's make some noise for Frontier Airlines.
This is why we can't have Sonny.
Let me tell y'all something. I flew first class. I ain't have to pay for my flotation device.
Wait. What was the airline in here? Was it JetBlue?
There's no first class on Frontier.
I was going to say JetBlue, same difference.
Yeah. There's no first class, but Pone.
But you was in the front.
I was in the front of the tier.
You was row one.
Listen, I was 1A. I didn't have to pay for my flotation device, and they charged me $1.25 for a soda.
Free oxygen.
Okay, so let's keep it real.
They charged me $1.89 for the oxygen, nigga.
So let's keep it real.
If I'm going down, if I ain't got a credit card, I'm fucked up.
But you keep, for 1 second.
Uh-huh.
So now this is a special podcast because we have Capone and Noriega here. Make some noise, everybody.
I have to beg to differ. We only have Capone here. Noriega is not here. I don't know where he's at.
And or
this is
here.
The podcaster. I am the Norcaster.
I like
and we
it.
Are interviewing one of my best friends, but I'm trying to be hard on him. Pause. Like, you know, tough, and then you're passing me the ball. I don't get it. This is what we're gonna do.
You're not gonna be tough on me, man.
Did you guys
Sunny DBT?
You don't have no president.
Is that
right now?
Is that the listen, Sunny DBT, you are my brother. But is those the flea market glasses, Gucci frames?
No, they're the real
deal. They look like they're from the flea market.
No,
let's just keep it real.
Deal Holyfield.
Sonny got racks in his pocket.
Now, is that platinum around your neck or is that steel?
No, that's the real deal Holyfield.
Steel.
From the Congo. From the Congo.
Is that steel that you bedazzled?
How you bedazzled? Niggas is bedazzling in 2016, man.
I love Sonny. I love Sonny. That's my dog.
Leave Sonny alone, man.
Nah, Sonny knows. Sonny knows it's all fun.
I can defend myself.
He does. He does defend himself.
Listen, yes, talk about it.
I get money. I know nobody understands.
Oh, you sell bedazzled jewelry.
All right. I'm going to have to ask you to blow your vapor smoke that way.
I don't even want vapor smoke in this little table.
Okay, so Capone.
Wait. Let me tell you something, right?
Hold on, Capone. Come on.
Listen.
I'm a podcaster
you're
right now.
You're a podcaster,
user?
Yeah, tell me what I am.
He's a podcaster.
Use a piece of
So listen.
Nah,
listen,
let's go.
We've been doing it Queen style.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Recently, there's been an email sent.
Yeah.
That Mobb Deep didn't want to do shows with Capone and Noriega.
Yeah.
Is that my fuck it.
It all stays in the podcast.
Nice check.
How did you feel when you seen that email? What was your first response?
My first response was like, you know.
Wait. But for the layman's, we don't know all this. All
right, so break it down. Would you like to break it down?
No, I don't know. I'm the layman. I do not know what's going on.
Going on is that Mobb Deep affiliate, manager, whoever, sent the email out that whenever they doing shows, if Capone and Noriega bill on the bill, they're not going to do the motherfucking show.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Point blank. Mm. And you know what? At the end of the day, to get back to what N-O-R-E asked P-O-N-E, I'm going to say it like this. When I first heard this shit, I was like, word? But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not here to say, like, you know, them niggas is trying to fuck niggas' money up or whatever, because you can't. We're going to get money regardless.
Talk about it.
But one thing that's different between niggas is that we would never do that to them.
That's a fact.
And that's the thing. Like, we would never go out and say, yo, if Mobb Deep on a bill, CNN ain't going to show up. And to me, that makes me think the other team think they got the upper hand, which is not true.
Mm.
You know, you can tell a promoter, you don't want to do a show with me on the 10th, but I'm going to do the show on the 15th.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and we might show up there on the 12th. Let's make some noise for showing up at Mobb Deep show.
You know what I'm saying?
We just might show up at Mobb Deep show on the 12th.
But,
it's okay.
But listen, let me talk.
I brought you to a serious mode.
He's serious. He's
talking. I'm talking my wisdom.
I like this.
But you know, one thing you got to realize is that when you grow up a certain way, you don't do a certain thing.
That's right.
And that's one thing you don't do. You don't stop a nigga from feeding his family. You don't try to stop a nigga from doing that. We can have beef. We're going to shoot at each other on each other's corner.
Mm.
So both our corners is hot. I'm not going to just come and shoot on your block, and then when you come shoot on my block, it's like I did something foul.
Mm.
I ain't do nothing foul. I'm just answering what you doing.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, to take it on another level, at the end of the day, it's all love, man. We're going to come to Miami. You know, we got something going on. Then we're going to come back, and we're going to come to their show and show us all love. You know what I'm saying? Maldeep, CNN for presidents. You know what
so
I'm
wait,
saying?
So, wait. So, what you're saying is there's no beef.
It's no beef with me, man. Like, I don't want to see Prodigy and do nothing to him. I know I may have said that in the past, but, you know, you got to grow and get money. You know what
but
I'm saying?
But you would pull him to the side and be like,
why not? Why wouldn't I?
What's
that's,
going
that's
on
in my
here,
nature.
Bro.
Why right, wouldn't right, I? Right, that's right. in my nature.
I'm just saying, like, that
you think,
needs
you
to
think
happen.
A nigga going
to
say something about me and they going to get chastised and reprimanded?
But you're going to handle it as a man and be like, yo, my man.
Of course. Okay. Of course. Like I'm not a little kid. I'm not here to play little kid games with you. I'm not here to have shootouts with you and all that, because I hit niggas.
Right.
That's what we do. We ain't trying to be sitting here like pow, 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 pow. Nah, niggas bang, gone. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So I don't want that. He don't want that. So let's talk like men and get money, nigga.
I agree with you totally.
Damn, your mic sounds so good.
What, my
sorry,
mic?
Sorry, damn, sorry, sorry, that sorry. Was pause. You got
come on, man. It's microphone it? Conversation. No homo in this.
Nah, I just want to get
that shit. You turned everything down and said, damn, your mic sounds.
First of all, what does sound have to do with anything?
But time out. I'm just trying to make this clear. Is it my mic that sounds good?
My mic doesn't sound good.
Can you tell? Yo, E, can you just tell me my mic sounds good? Please. That's all I want to hear.
Nah, you already took it.
Whose mic sound good, though? Whose mic sound good?
My mic sounds amazing. Oh,
yo, so Sonny DBT, you okay?
Yes, sir.
And you sure your glasses didn't come from the flea market?
I'm 1,000% sure. You know already.
Are you positive?
You know already.
I think your glasses came from the flea market.
Yo, real quick.
I think it came. And we got Gunplay in the building. God damn it. God damn it.
Hey, Gunplay.
E.T., you better have some weed for me, E.T. You're a foul nigga, E.T.
Yo, what's up, brother?
What's up, my brother?
Is this your first time meeting Capone?
Yeah.
All right. Live on the podcast. Live on the podcast.
I've been on it for too long.
I got an immediate question for Gunplay.
But hold on. He needs a shot. And this is perfect for you, right here. This is perfect.
If Gunplay take a shot, I'm gonna take another shot.
Hold on.
Just keep in mind. Keep his light. Because he gotta still perform. God damn it. Gunplay's a foul.
My brothers, my brothers.
Look. I know I'm tardy for the party, but welcome home. I know I'm hella late, but I just wanted to tell you.
I've never met you.
I know exactly.
That's right.
I seen that. I was there.
That's right.
Brother.
We were all there. We're watching it on MTV.
You ready?
Just so y'all know. All right. Let's go. Gunplay is in the building. Listen. We got Capone and Gunplay.
You got Miami, New York.
We don't have Capone and Noriega. We have Capone and Gunplay because this is New York, but I'm the interviewer. Yeah.
Right.
This is Miami, and this is Miami, and you're the interviewer. Yeah. So we got to be very professional.
That's who we are.
We're the most unprofessional professional podcast.
I
was motherfucking professional right now.
You was trying to be.
He shed a tattoo tear earlier.
That was real. No.
He took a shot and didn't spill it.
So now listen.
Let's go where we gotta go.
Here's the craziest thing in the world, right?
What?
When the Meek Mill and Drake beef started, right?
Ah.
In my mind, I said if I was Meek Mill, I would have did a record and I would have just had Gunplay stand behind me. He didn't have to say nothing. It's just that his street credibility is certified in the street. Why wouldn't you do the most gangsterous record and just have Slime stand behind him? Did you ever think that in your mind? Because I know you're a real street nigga.
I mean,
I respect
that. Wait, hold on.
I gotta rewind one thing for a second.
Go ahead.
I've been looking for the oil all motherfucking day.
Yeah, He smell it. But
don't play past me the oil for the record.
Yeah, yeah. Film this. We filming everything. Yep. Hey, yo, Eddie, if you don't come over here and talk about you talking, you eat ass.
Eddie Giggs.
Go ahead.
I was just spectating, man. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
I think it was real good for hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody died, so I don't think there really was a winner or a loser.
No, but see, in the day I come from, let me just stop you right there. Wait. In the day I come from, there was no one-on-one beef. Like, we couldn't have beef. I couldn't have beef with a... I'm just throwing his name out there, not like because I'm starting nothing, but like I couldn't have beef with a Prodigy without Capone jumping in. I couldn't have.
It's not
so, like that. No, I know that. But what I'm trying to say is my 90s mentality, that was the immediate thing I thought. It was like, yo, I would do something. You don't have to be on a record, but I would have Slime right behind me. And.
See, the thing is, look, let me tell
okay.
you something.
Okay, go ahead, Capone, go in. Look, take over the interview.
When a nigga beefing, right, when two niggas beefing,
uh-huh.
and they both got crews, the crews stand up no matter what.
Yep. They're supposed to. And he
Slime
was ready,
had
though.
His crew.
You ain't see him on the Breakfast Club?
Listen, hold on. Mm-hmm. Slime had his crew. Mm-hmm. Me got his crew.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what we do. Ain't nobody boss a little nigga. We team. So if this nigga throw a shot at you, he gotta understand he's not just throwing a shot at you.
We're
not gonna leave you out here for dolo. So for them niggas who say Meek took an L, Meek did that, nah, he did the smart thing, but the wrong thing. Your crew involved them niggas. Fuck that, because that's what we here for.
That's
what we bring niggas around the world with us for. That's what we give niggas money and we hold niggas down for.
Because
you take a shot at me.
In a perfect world.
Go ahead.
But in a different world?
In a perfect world. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's not like that.
These niggas don't understand that shit.
Look.
And it's entertainment. It changes everything.
Let him talk.
We listening.
My nigga, the shit divided, dog. It's just everything divided, man. It look real good on camera. You know what I'm saying? Behind the scenes, it's real mob shit. And you know what I'm saying? It's all business.
Yeah.
It's business. You know what I'm saying? And it's no more. Them days is over.
So let me ask you something.
It's a new era. You got to look at what you dealing with now. You dealing with... Back in the day, I had to hand out CDs. I had to go to the post office and mail CDs. Rick Ross would give me a list with the CDs. Now I could press a button. And now it's a good thing and a bad thing because now that I could press a button and get my music out there, now a fuck boy could press the button and be heard.
And do the same thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now you're just a different era now. You know what I'm saying? So now it's all digital.
So let me ask you something. In your mind, did you ever feel like that? Like your homie should have hollered at me. Did you feel like that? Yo, y'all got to be quiet. Did y'all feel like that? Did you ever?
No.
Nah?
Nah.
Did you have a relationship with Meek or?
Nah, I don't. I mean, I see him and say what's up, but that's it.
But that's it.
I still ride because
my partner, my big homie, is co-signing him. So it's whatever on that strength.
Yeah.
Mm. You see what I'm saying? Yes. Not on the strength
and
of
you know what?
Meek Mill, you my dog.
That's the bloodline.
Came up together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't never talk that. That nigga's hella talented. He got the hardest. He hella rich.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nigga fucking the baddest bitch in the game.
So let me ask you.
Baddest girl in the game, you know.
So let me ask you something.
To Nick, you know what I'm saying?
At any point, was you disappointed how it transpired?
Of course. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Explain
of course.
That.
Because I know Meek Mill, the type of artist he is. I know what he could have did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I know what he could have did if he would have.
Everybody expected
look,
that.
Look. Mm-hmm. Poor preparation prevents piss poor performance.
All right, you got deep on us.
That was triple B's.
Hold on, time out.
Poor preparation prevents piss poor performance.
That's right.
What does that spell out?
So when you go to
what does that spell out? I'm dyslexic.
You gotta perform right.
Poor preparation. Poor preparation prevents piss poor performance.
Oh, I love that. Make some noise with Gunplay being smarter than everybody else. Go ahead.
Y'all crazy.
Go ahead.
Nah, it's game I picked up over the years. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit.
Nah, I can't mix because I've been done fuck somebody. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It's like you can't. That's taking nothing away. Not saying he should have did this, but if I was in that situation,
right.
First of all, if I was a Meek Mill and I had a Nicki Minaj and I had number one albums for 2 weeks scrolling, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Records, I'm good. Mm. I'm content. I'm balanced. I'm Gucci. I don't want beef, really.
Which is how he's been acting.
When you go through what we went through,
that's different.
Like Nori,
Capone,
EFN, my nigga, Nick, me. You don't want no problems no more. You tired. Because either you done escape jail, you done escape the box.
And you got a Bible on the dash.
You don't keep talking about it. Shit, so you just chill on out, man. And man, I'm not getting involved with that shit. Y'all niggas don't kill each other. Now you want to get into some gangster shit.
We don't need that.
I was disappointed.
You know what, though? Sometimes things... motherfuckers that got something to prove, but a team.
Hold on. Your vapor smell like Roombas. Why does your vapor smell like Roombas?
Because I got Spanish coochie in my liver. I got the oil called Spanish coochie.
This just smell like Roombas.
My oil.
John Googie Rivera come out of here.
My oil is called Spanish coochie.
But go ahead, make your shit.
My oil.
Make your point.
Hold on. My oil is called Spanish coochie and sofrito.
Yo, this is legendary for you. Know what I mean? Here with CNN.
You said here with Capone and you.
I said that earlier. Capone Noriega here. Make some motherfucking noise, everybody.
And let's do one more shot. Hold up. One more shot for my Instagram.
Hey, you start trouble, man.
Hey, shit.
open the pop up.
So now.
That will help.
Take the top off.
Now, Gunplay.
Make it easy. No, I'm so good.
I got a good question.
Nassim, what's that? I got my little cousin Nassim with me tonight.
That's my son right there. I got my sons and my wife back there. That's everything going. Oh, you got wings? Okay. Where y'all get wings from?
Hold on, let's take this quick flick right quick. Chicken wings and all, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mid-interview. This is real shit.
As a matter of fact, we bringing the podcast people with us right now. We taking a picture.
Woo! Y'all
see? Mid-interview. Now, Gunplay. Me and Capone was both on Def Jam.
Oh, man.
We both was on
Def Jam family right here. And I was the marketer for Def Jam in Miami.
So your album, in my opinion, was one of the dopest albums.
Oh, man.
Nah, I'm serious. Nah, I'm not.
I didn't know you heard one.
Why wouldn't I? Are you crazy?
Because, I thought I got lost in this song.
Nah, listen. So, how did you feel about Def Jam's rollout? Was you satisfied or you wanted...
Look.
Okay.
I would
talk about it.
I was just happy to be there.
Nah, I appreciate that.
I wasn't even tripping.
That's how we felt about the war report.
It was a learning lesson for me. How does this shit work?
Yeah.
How do you cook this shit?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All I needed to know was how to... You know how I learned to cook crap?
Mm. Fucking it up.
I ain't had no hards.
Mm. Wait, time out. What was that word? Hards? I never heard of that.
We call it down here hards.
Oh, all right.
Hards.
God damn it. Make some noise for me not knowing about that.
Now, look, I had no hards.
Go ahead.
Straight soft, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's what it is.
Boom, no boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? He wanted some hards. He was like, man, hey, just come with me to the crib. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the dub. Mm-hmm. Just let me cook it up. Mm-hmm. You know, like, all right. I went to the crib, got the dub. And instead of just sitting there watching TV, I said... Fuck he doing? And I just went in the kitchen and watched him put it in the cup.
Uh-huh.
Threw a little water in there.
Yeah, put that
in there. Threw it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Took it back out. Took a little... I forgot what the fuck he had.
Ice cube.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Threw a little, whoop in there. And then she started sticking to the thing. And I was like,
That was the first time I seen, and I was it. So I did the same thing with the
with
music.
With the music.
I said, went in there. I said, how you do this shit? Oh, right. Damn, clearing samples. Right. Damn, producers got to get paid. Damn, but that nigga's my boy. Well, all of a sudden, he telling the label, $7,500. Fuck, nigga, I got to make a call. Hey, man, what's up with you, bro? What's up? Right. Oh, no, no, no. Something, man. Man, you gonna take the $1,500? We gonna build something here. We trying to build something.
You supposed to say my man. That was your man.
Yeah, that's, you know,
wait.
A nigga coming up with.
Because I'm about to bring you the same question.
I bet.
Because you know why I'm gonna bring you the same question?
Talk to me.
Is because the same way he might have felt is probably how you would have felt. Yeah. Because you guess what? Where was you at when the War Report came out? I'm talking about his first album. Yeah. So now I'm going to ask you your first. Because you know what? I ain't never, ever asked you how you felt about
even,
the rollout.
I don't even feel right with you asking me this shit.
Why? I am slime. I am slime gumbo.
No. Only
I am slime gumbo.
Because we confide in each other.
But the world don't know that. The world don't know that.
That's why I'm going to repeat the same shit.
We need to know.
But in all actuality, when my first album came out, I was in a state of...
Who got the key?
Distress. I just went up north.
Go get Diego.
I had $10,000 to my name. And that was my mother's life insurance because my mother just died right before I went to
God
jail.
God bless mommy.
You know, God bless mommy. Right, I love my mother. Go see her in 2 days. But, you know, you get to jail. You know you just recorded a banging-ass album, but you don't know what the label's going to do with it.
Right.
See, this is shit that the average nigga not going to go through. But he going to go through. Somebody phone ringing. Cut your shit off. But I get up north, uh-huh. And I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do if this shit don't work? Because all I got is my mother's life insurance, $10,000. I know how to get money, but is that what I want to do? I got 3 years to do. So I'm like, I bet. What if this nigga right here to the left of me, N-O-R-E, decides I don't want to fuck with Pone? So I'm like,
all luckily right. You got a real nigga right, that roll with you.
Hold
come on, give me a five. All right, keep it going. But keep it going. No, I like your story. Keep it going.
That one don't happen. When you're thinking this, you're saying you locked up at this point.
Nah, listen, this is real shit.
Nah, because he's saying I'm looking for our listeners.
I never heard this if it wasn't personal.
He's locked up right now.
Let me tell you something. I'm a real nigga, B. Shot niggas. Niggas shot me. I sold drugs.
Shot the police, too. Let's throw that out there. Let's make some noise for Capone shooting the police. Now, if everybody get pulled over, y'all know why. Once y'all leave here, y'all get pulled over.
Listen,
making noise for shooting the police.
Also,
goddamn.
Real shit. You know, when you come up early, so all I know is how to test my niggas.
Right.
So I had to test my nigga. Like, he don't know I tested him. But, yo, Slime, I need Tim's. I need an army jacket. I need 4 cartons of cigarettes. I need that shit by, like, March 3rd. This is, like, January something. I get nigga leeway. You know what I mean? So now I'm up north. March come. I get the whole package. I'm like, so now I see, I bet, I got a team with me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now I call the label. I see where my niggas
Penalty
at.
Penalty Tommy Boy.
I call a label, I call Penalty, a.k.a. / Slimy Boy.
Oh, no, don't worry about that. They ain't, down. Ain't nobody down.
No,
ain't nobody. Did they pick up?
But listen.
Hold on, I don't know this side.
This the thing is, Gunplay, they not only picked up. But they picked up every time. So now I'm looking
That's
at
true.
A little That's ass true. Label, a little label who ain't even got money to give us $100,000 for our first album.
At first.
You know what I mean?
In those
at
days.
First.
In those
but
days.
The thing is
I turned it all the way
hold
up.
Hold on. Okay. But the thing is, when I'm up north, I'm sitting there like, I got an album coming out and I got my niggas holding me down. But what's up with the label? They not only answer my calls, but they made sure I was straight. So now, not only making sure I'm straight, in jail, you can only get a composition notebook.
Right.
So they said, we got something better for you. They not only sent me a composition notebook, but they sent me all my stickers. See, back then you had stickers and flyers and shit like
right,
to the
right.
album.
I don't
right.
know this, so this
they,
is
little
hard.
Promo
they,
and shit.
They pasted it all to the motherfucking composition book. so I can see my artwork and I can okay it.
That's dumb.
And I can okay it. They're so, like, Pwn, mind you, this ain't the internet era, so I can't go look online. Can I look on? No, this was the, you had to mail a letter.
But you give it, you give it props to Neil in this situation?
I'm giving props to Neil Levine.
Okay, so
props Neil Levine, props.
I'm giving props to Geno Sims.
Geno Sims.
Mayhem.
Hell yeah.
Marvel.
Zenobia. You know what I'm saying?
Caroline Williams.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. That's who we give. But back to the business. It was like, now, mind you, I went up north in 1997. So this is the beginning. So, mind you, they're building my album up to release. I don't know this, though, because I'm in jail.
Yeah.
So now I go, and my album about to drop. I'm already up north 6 months. So my dumb ass, I went up north with weed in my ass, razors in
like
my ass.
Like five times, though.
No, it's twice. Let's keep it real. Don't make me sound.
In my mind, it was like five times.
I fuck you up.
In my mind, it was like five times.
We get
you mad weed and stuff in your ass.
I got to go have my own nigga right now. Like,
no, listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. We'll come back to the story.
But listen, right? So I cut your dirty urine and all that. So I can't have shit. I done got caught smoking weed and all that. I ain't even making the population. I'm in transport smoking weed. Because I went up there with an ounce of my ass, you know what I mean?
It's a fact.
So now I get up north, my album about to drop, and I'm like, what the fuck we gonna do? Our album dropped, it was like a gospel album, Wu-Tang, then CNN number 3 on the charts.
Right.
On an independent label. My nigga, the CEOs was having a party for me. Like, because I was like,
they
hear everybody talking about me, but they don't know who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck I am yet. I'm not Pwn yet. I'm still Cayenne. I'm still that hood nigga that shot the police.
Number whatever.
I got caught with guns that went up north that recorded an album. Yeah. He's nobody yet.
Yeah.
In 2 days, my life switched. I became Capone from CNN. Boom!
And how did that happen?
And guess what? You understand? It went from the label to slime, but we not gonna stop there. We gonna go to, I'ma skip, now I'm Pwn. Now the CEOs wanna, I'm boning the CEO. Hold on.
Throw it out there. Let's keep it out there.
You already said it. It's done.
That's the headline of the interview. Pwn was born to see
us. Over 7 years ago, he was crazy.
So now, hold on. So now, listen. So now, what we going to do? What we going to do? What we going to do? We going to switch it. How did you beat your case? When you clearly pissed with the nigga.
Yeah,
we all saw it.
We all saw it.
I didn't see that shit.
Jimmy was back.
That's cause you got an iPhone.
Nigga hit me with the way your account set up. You know what I mean?
the way your nigga phone set up.
So listen. Gunplay. We all clearly seen you running your accountant's office. Was that your accountant?
No.
That wasn't your accountant.
No.
All right, because
somebody else's accountant?
We don't know.
But he had a tax preparer's office.
Yo,
but
shit,
you beat the
right.
case.
Y'all read between the fucking
lines.
I'm not a rat nigga like he was.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't dry snitch or real snitch.
But you beat
like
the case. You beat the case.
Because I do voodoo.
Okay.
Sabate. That nigga starts speaking Haitian.
It's not even Haitian,
man. It's African.
So what happened? Because I mean, you don't gotta explain the case.
I'll explain that shit. All right,
let's do it. Let's do it then. Because we want it.
Nigga played with the fee. You know what I'm saying? The fee.
The money.
Nigga played with my money. You know what I'm saying? He was doing that little, he was doing whatever he was doing in his tax preparer's office. Shit just got fucked up. Nigga tried to fuck me over by some money, and the nigga was really nonchalant with it after I warned him once.
Oh, you did warn him.
I warned him. You know? This shit loud as fuck in my ears, but it's all good.
Yeah, this shit.
But I warned him, you know what I'm saying?
A nigga just played with the fee. Make a long story short, nigga played with the fee. I warned him what I was going to do, and I did it. You know what I'm saying? And then it just went left from there. You know what I'm saying? I was prepared for the street.
So how did you beat it?
But he came back with the police.
How did you beat it with the actual footage?
He never came to court.
He never came to court.
In the state of Florida.
So he is kind of a real nigga. A little bit.
Yeah,
he could be a scared nigga, a little bit.
Let's
give him the benefit of the doubt
for not going to court.
Hand of applause for the benefit
for
of the doubt
for not going to court.
I don't want to give him a hand of applause.
So then, how did you take it from there? Because Rose had your back the whole time.
Yeah,
I seen interviews where you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And then, go ahead. How did you take it from there?
I got out. You know what I'm saying? I spent my last $7,000 on Bible on the Dash video. I shot with Ryan Snyder. Shout out to Ryan Snyder. You know what I'm saying? He's doing a lot of big things.
Bible on the Dash. Listen.
That was, if
you're a hood nigga.
That shit was crazy.
Emotional.
Listen, I'm not expecting everybody to be here. All I'm going to expect that everybody be here that's a hood nigga that's going to make noise right now. Mm-hmm. For the Bible on the Dash. Got that. So explain, because I seen you talk about it everywhere else, but those is people that you don't really fuck with. So explain how. So Bible on the Dash, you beat the case, and then take it from there. How did this song come about?
See, Bible on the Dash, when I was a jit, you know what I'm saying, coming up like.
Wait up, time out. Because my son, who's standing right there.
He a jit.
Yeah. And listen, he came home, he ain't called. He called his little brothers a jit. He was like, a jit. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that's
jit
Miami mean? Shit. That's Miami shit.
Yeah, so my son is from Miami. He's half Miami.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
He came home.
Listen.
Queen, my son.
Hold on, ask your son where he's from.
But he lived here almost.
He called his little brothers jits.
So I was like,
is he the oldest?
I thought everybody knew what a jit was.
Listen, that's like me saying everybody know what son is.
Well, you know
it's a son because
we knew because we listening to all, so much music from New York. All right,
so you was a little jit. Take it from there.
Look, just like how you say, like, see, you were OG. I'm a jit to you.
Yeah.
No.
No matter the age.
It's no disrespect.
Regardless of how old that, you know what I'm saying, you'll be like, man, hey, jit tripping.
Yeah, it's not a diss.
That's how
it's
we would do
diss.
It.
No.
If you was younger than me, it don't matter if you was 2 years, the way you acted, yeah. You a jit.
You know how niggas on the east side do it? They call you OG.
Mm.
For
they
kids?
They call you OG. They call you OG.
So look.
If you older, you saying.
No, what I'm saying. Even if you not.
What were the questions?
By age, then
no. You were saying, how did you come up with the Bible on the Dash?
Okay, boom.
And you said you was a jit.
I'm on point.
I'm trying to be.
Nah,
you ain't supposed to be.
When I was a jit, I thought, you know what I'm saying, when I was selling dope and shit, whatever, I cop from the old heads.
Nah, because you know the reason why I'm asking you is because after this case happened.
I'm telling you what Bible on the Dash.
So you wrote that prior to this case?
Yeah.
No way. It was on
Black Bar Mitzvah. Rick Ross. I was on the run.
Okay.
I had that beat.
Wait, time out. You was on the run. Make some noise for Gunplay being on the run.
This is the foulest podcast
in the world. You're gonna make some noise for you doing wrong shit.
But he put it on blast when he was on the run.
No,
I didn't know that.
It was like a reality show.
No, for real.
He went fishing and shit.
Okay.
That shit was off the chain.
I shot. Look.
Yeah, take a piss and come back. Come on. Oh, Sonny's in there? There's another one right here. Go ahead. So you was on the run, and then how did this song come about? I like your style. He smoke it.
This is vape, by the way, in case our listeners are wondering.
He's still on probation.
So boom. Went down like this in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
Slap the nigga with the iron. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, and you didn't know you was on tape.
I knew I was on tape.
You did?
I knew I was on tape. Because I'm thinking, like, I already know you ain't finna call 9 on no nigga.
Right.
You not. It's like, we know each other, and I just robbed you. We gonna take it to the streets. Right?
But he robbed you.
Would you? No, I robbed him, and what you gonna do? You gonna call the police
because
I robbed
you? Let's not incriminate you. He robbed you because he was a coward.
Yeah, whatever the case, man, I don't give a fuck.
All right.
Fuck that shit.
Let's go.
Fuck, it was nigga, some fuck
I took
shit.
That fuck nigga shit, right? And the fuck nigga called 9 on a nigga. And my nigga, I looked for the nigga. The nigga fled. And the nigga ain't never been in Miami, pussy nigga.
Same.
He know what time it is. He can't come back here. He ain't been here ever since. You understand what I'm saying? And then boom, so I did that. The nigga fuck nigga fled. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm still here. And what I did, Bible on the dash, I had the fucking the beat for about a year and a half. And I was just riding to it, and I'm like, man, I can't just say anything on this beat. I got to come with it. And the only thing, the only time I'm really good at rapping is when my back is against the wall. So my back was against the wall, and I was running through my beats and shit like that. And I say, boom, got the Bible on that. I say, man, as a jit coming up, me and my niggas, the old heads I used to be grabbing a little work from, whatever, we'd be riding around the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, a few times and weighing up and bagging, whatever, while we riding and shit. And they always used to have a little Bible on the dash or a big Bible on the dashboard.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's how we ride down
You know,
here.
It's a car crash.
All the OGs, they used to have a Bible on the dashboard.
That
so I
hard.
Say, I'm going through this life right now. I'm about to go through some hellified yit. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to embark upon some hellified yit. I need something. And I thought about it. I say, man, Bible on the dash, man. I remember
That's
when
right.
the, so then boom, after that, I say like this. I holla at my nigga UB. Shout out UB. You know what I'm saying? I step to UB. Shout out to Phil. You know what I'm saying?
Talk about THC UB?
Yeah, hell yeah, my nigga. You already know what it is.
Oh, yeah, friend is ill. You know what I'm saying? I like that injection.
So check it out. So boom. So I get down there and I say, hey, man, so look, I got this case I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do for real. I'm chasing the nigga. I can't whack the nigga gone. You know what I'm saying? So boom. What can I do? The nigga called 9 on the nigga. What you want me to do? What can I do? And I say, look, what's up with this Santeria thing, man?
We ain't gonna get into all that.
What's up with
people's gonna get scared.
Nah,
hold on, time out.
Yo, tell me to pull their fucking skirt down.
Hold on. We gonna come back to that.
No,
but here's where I wanna go. My second favorite gunplay footage on the internet.
Oh, see, you getting riled up and they gonna calm me down.
Is when you was in Colombia.
That's right here.
And then you sniffed that white. How did that go down?
I would like to. Where the white at?
You asked the police.
He did it on camera.
God damn it!
We saw what happened on camera.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that part.
He said on camera.
On camera, the police gave it to you.
He said everything on camera.
I spent $10 and got a 14.
But you know, this is. Now was. What?
14 grizzlies.
Hey, but you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just tell you some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not like the people that peed on
the spiritual world is real. I cut fucking chickens and goats, nigga, and that's how I beat the case. If you really want to know.
Wait, say it again.
I cut chickens and goats, if you really want to know.
Santeria, make some noise for being voodoo.
Listen,
voodoo people.
I just went to
you know Capone is Haitian. He just don't want to claim it. I don't know why.
Nah, he knows.
Oh my God, Bach went past. God went said she's my food today or Capone.
I don't know why he don't want to claim it.
Capone, my
don't know why he don't want to claim it.
Uy, Bach, don't make us wait. Bach, I said, don't.
Fala, all that shit.
Yo, Sonny, get my mother, Sonny.
Fala, Michel.
What's
up?
Get my mother.
What's up?
Nah. You know I always go at you. I've been going at you since we was kids. But I always thought you was Haitian. Keep it real. I don't mind. You can call me a Dominican.
You dress like a Dominican.
Is that mad to the Dominicans in here right now?
Dominicans is gonna be mad at you. Not me. Not me.
I have no idea.
Yo, it better not be people who piss on themselves. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yo,
look, that's between us.
That
And in Cuba, I dealt with really, that right now.
It doesn't?
I went. I got caracoles. You know what the caracoles are?
You want to get beat up?
We'll talk about it.
Come on.
It's a part of.
Yo, listen.
Oh, okay.
I got a question. We get turning on us.
If Y-E-S spell yes, what does E-Y-E-S spell?
I know this.
You got to keep your eyes on
Y-E-S.
You got to keep your eyes on it. They watching you. And when you keep your eyes on niggas, the yes man ain't got none of control because you already know what's happening. You ain't gonna never put nothing on me that on ain't nobody motherfucker been putting. I ain't see already.
It would have took me an hour to answer that question. I'm sitting here trying to decipher.
My dog on pert now.
EY.
I had no idea either.
So just so you know, Gunplay.
I tell you something, man.
We're at the wall tonight.
I ain't gonna never slip. I'm gonna get caught slipping. Let's tell war stories. I think these guys are on the same page. That's what I'm talking about. Cause it's like me talking in the mirror and Gunplay talking in the mirror. We know what we do.
Now let me just say something. Let me just say something. Out of all the rappers I ever met, I never felt like I was around a rapper when I was around Gunplay.
Oh, I felt like I knew Gunplay all my life.
He my homie.
You have, brother. You have.
He my homie. He came to my crib. He looked at my barbecue grill and he felt disrespected. He said, look, why is no fish over here?
Yo, can and we this tell Boris back that we hear him? Whoever the fuck it is, somebody just kick him in his balls. That's Boris right here. Whoever it is, kick him in his balls.
That's it. You all
right? Hey, look. You see, you're talking about barbecue grills, right?
Right.
So I got the grill.
Hold on,
I got the grill. Hold on.
It's barbecue grill beef.
I got the crib out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I say, you know, I love barbecue, and that's why you say
you told me immediately.
Disrespectful. Look.
Hey, look, I look like Chef Tally right here. This is what I did last night.
Nah, he's a barbecue grill nigga.
Hold on, this comes with my barbecue. That's single people. Look at the lamb. Hold on. Nigga, that's lamb. Nigga, that's lamb.
Nah, I see you.
Look at this. What are they doing right now? This nigga feed the whole black projects with this shit. I'm going in on the joke. Let me tell you something. I see you know what you're doing. One thing about Capone, he gonna feed everybody. Look at my shit smoking though. This is the last.
His specialty is jerk.
My shit's smoking. Hey, listen, Gunplay. This is what we gonna do, right? While I'm here, next time I come, cause I got something to do tomorrow.
This is so dope.
Next time I come, two gangsters talking about barbecuing. We gonna cook together.
Let's make some noise for the drink cast.
We gonna make our shit.
Making niggas barbecue.
We gonna put our best dish together. We gonna put our best dish together. We gonna have EFN taste it.
Wait.
And judge.
But look, guess what? I don't want no beef. All I want is us to feed our niggas, and niggas be like, damn, that Gunplay shit was crazy.
But damn, that Capone shit was crazy. That Capone shit was...
You know, we all throw this dish together, we feed our niggas. And feed the kids.
I'm with that. We bring all our jits and we just
cause
eat.
A nigga will hire a nigga to cook in a minute.
Yeah.
But when he got the niggas he admired to cook.
Yeah.
And the niggas sitting there Gunplay cooking like, Po, get the fuck away from my grill.
Niggas gonna burn water and shit.
I got two grills in my crib. I got the electronic and the
I know you told me that when you came to the crib. I don't fuck with that shit.
So Gunplay, if there's anything that you ever had to change or you ever wanted to change in hip hop, what would it be?
The business side. I wish it was more in the hands of the artists. And I wish they would just let us I would
I wish we had enough sense earlier on to do that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But we were just so happy to get out the hood and to have some kind of recognition and just to have something. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just wish like we was the entrepreneurs of hip hop for real, like the business entrepreneurs. Like if Kumo D would have been like a Master P deal, 75 on what it was, 70-30.
No, wait, how you say it? In a perfect world?
In a perfect
world. Kumo D would have been the A&R. LL would have been the A&R.
I'm just saying, for examples, to have that mind frame. Early in the game,
that goes along with you saying. I'm not contradicting.
So now, let me ask you
what you said, and just imagine if Rakim was Nas A&R. What the
just
fuck
imagine about if that Rakim shit? Them that was they fucking label that they came
that
out.
That was the label.
Imagine they came out just paid in full records,
right?
In 87.
They wasn't giving
imagine
us that
what
hip
hop would be now. But right. See the higher powers, they seen what was going on. It was a startup thing. And you know, my mama used to say it's gonna go out of style like disco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't even, you know, do your homework. Yeah. LL Cool J and them got they millions. Stop, do your homework. Sound good. You know what I'm saying? I got a passion for this music. This is what I do. This is what got me out the hood. This is what saved my life. Saved Pone life. Saved Nori life. Saved EFN life. Everybody in this room life.
Hip hop.
You see what I'm saying?
It's true.
But the higher ups, they took advantage of it. Of our we naive. So what you call it? Naivety? I don't know.
Naiveness.
That's your word. That's your word.
That's my word. Naivety. That's your word. Take advantage of our naivety.
If you deal with naivety, that's gunplay word.
You know what I'm saying?
Google naivety, motherfucker.
They took advantage of that. You know what I'm saying? By the time that we woke up and realized, just like our ancestors, by the time we woke up and realized, hey,
we was already on slave ships.
Exactly, it was too late. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's cool.
So, how about you, Bone?
What's up?
What was the one thing you feel that if you had power over, you can control, you would change in the music industry?
I would put all the like sample clearances and things of that nature that fuck the game up. I would leave that out of the game. Like, if we all make music, I shouldn't have to pay you to sample your music. Right. I shouldn't have to big you up, but I shouldn't have to pay you. I could pay you for a feature. I could pay you for things like that. But music is made to be sampled. And I feel like that's what make niggas' best records never be heard.
But there is two sides to that story.
Tell me.
Because if you were Puff and you were sampling, you basically taking the entire soul of a record. It's not like you premiere and you sampling like two bars.
Yeah.
And you making an L record that you can't recognize the sample.
Yeah.
But Puff or other producers, they would take 12, 8 bars.
Yeah, now I feel that.
The soul out of a record.
I feel that. But let me tell you something. If I'm going to make your record be heard to a new generation of artists, why not give me the thanks better than yet give me the asshole and try to
sell it? At least chop it up.
Like,
so everybody
say this music shit is supposed to be a fraternal order of operations, like the FOP, like the police. We the new FOP. We hip hop. We control what get worn. We control what get said. We control what get done in all actuality in the street. So at the end of the day, we our own FOP, we our own police, we our own order, we our own organized crime family.
But we don't even realize we ain't taking advantage of it.
And I'm not taking away from that. But what I'm saying is, before I get to that, I'm saying that is that why nobody respect us? Like the Swiss is not gonna sue Pharrell for using a part of his beat, but Marvin Gaye family is sue Pharrell for using a part of
look
a sample.
Look at the era they're from.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we got an understanding amongst each others, but we never look at the people that came before us that never had that understanding amongst each others, where we here together. They made records together and all that, but at the end of the day, I shouldn't have to come to you and say, can I use your record? Nah, my nigga. That's what we here for. We charge people that deserve to be charged. And if you use my record, and I know you're going to do the best thing for my record, take my motherfucking record.
Because at the end of the day, it's the uplifting
industry, a music business,
and I know
that's where all that shit go out the window. Can I say one thing? That's when you be like, why you charging me for this, my nigga?
And you know what?
It's only been
And I don't want to go too far with this shit because it's that's the topic of everybody conversation. But all a nigga asks me is what would I want to change. And that's what I want
to
change.
And I think I think that needs to be changed. But like Gunn said,
I hate having to go to a nigga. Like, I gotta go to Dionne Warwick Estate. Not saying she dead or anybody. I just used her because she's the first name that came to my mind. But you know,
like she hated hip hop too, but she had to come and realize what hip hop was.
But there's certain people you gotta go to and say, "Can I use your record?" It's like, we family. We make music. And that's like sports players asking.
But it might not even be the celebrity
basketball.
It fucks up your creative process and shit because you going off that essence, making the record,
and then
now you got to redo that sample.
You know how many records got fucked up because of
that? The second song on my album, it was that exact thing. The sample, it was so small, but it was so big. It made the whole essence. Then when he brought it back, when he brought the record back, it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. It was passable. It passed.
It passed. We don't want passable.
We don't want that.
We don't want that.
It take away from, you know what I'm saying?
Man, y'all ready for me? No, hold on.
No, you can't always talk. Hold on. Victor Santiago can't always talk. You gotta listen to real niggas talk at one point.
All right, go ahead, Victor.
You gotta shut up. You gotta shut up.
He gonna go.
Let Victor
talk. But when you talking about real shit,
you're not letting us talk.
You in your producer feelings. We not dealing with your feelings.
No. You gonna deal with my feelings.
Oh, shit. Take a shot first.
No, hold on. We're talking about two things right now.
All right, come on. Let's go.
The music industry.
That's why I said fuck it.
And hip hop culture.
Yeah.
Culture and industry will never unite.
No more culture.
Will never unite. And this is why I travel. I'm traveling now. I'm going to other countries.
Where they got nothing to live for.
I'm sorry. I take that back.
And they tell me, y'all fucked up. Y'all, there's no culture in America.
Yeah.
There's only business.
It's true. In the hip hop, it is business. Let me just say one thing. But it's not business between us, because I'm not going to charge Nori. I'm not going to charge Gunplay. Ross not going to charge me. Motherfucker Meek ain't going to charge me. Meek ain't going to charge Ross. But when you go to R&B, old heads, them niggas won't get on a record with each other unless it's about a dollar.
Yo, I felt the same way that y'all just said. Straight up. I felt the same way. Everything Gunplay, Capone just said, until people started redoing my records. We good, Has? And when I seen Rack niggas redoing Bam from TV.
Who?
Whack niggas.
Oh, I thought you said Iraq. I'm like, Felucia?
Whack niggas doing Bam from TV over with they five homies from the hood. That they thought somebody could replace Pun, somebody could replace Cam'ron, somebody could replace the Locks. Fuck me. You don't gotta replace me. And then somebody tried to replace Nature. I actually sat back and said,
I understand
why Anita Baker didn't want to clear our samples. It's not because maybe she thought we was whack, but she felt like you gotta prove yourself. And the thing about it is, after like my first album, our first album, dropped in 1997. So now when I see people do over a T.O.N.Y. or like I seen
which they do all the time.
I was in MTV one time. Came through. He had just rhymed off a band from TV. So I stood there, I looked. He said, "What's up to Rob Marksman?" I looked at him eye to eye. I didn't demand his attention because that's not what I'm doing. I'm getting money myself.
Right.
But when I looked at him and I realized he didn't recognize me, I'm not saying I'm not co-signing, but I don't like when people touch my records no more. Because if you touching my records and you don't actually, you actually know who I am.
Where that came from.
Like, I'm alive and breathing.
No, my guy.
Like, I'm not, like, God bless. If I was Biggie Smalls, go all the way in. If I was Pun, God bless my brother. But if I'm alive and breathing and still getting money, and perhaps might be still getting money than you. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to floss it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And certain people don't even recognize me.
Right.
I'm against that. Right. Now,
yeah.
Now, had they holler at me, I'm talking about anybody.
Yeah.
Just holler at me and say, "Yo, Slime, I'm doing this, this, and this." You ain't gonna speak to me because you probably won't be able to speak to me. But I have about 5 or 6 people who can easily answer the phone. Them emails is on the Twitter. Them emails is on the Instagram. Them emails is on that Facebook. And you didn't reach out and you just rhymed on it. Don't expect me to come to your video. Cypher Sounds is my nigga. I love him. He did Bad From TV Over. I wasn't at the video purposely because the people he replaced the original people with, I didn't agree with. And he tried to put one of my artists on there, and I still didn't agree with it because Band From TV is too personal for me. Big Pun, we can never bring back. So prior to what, so what I'm trying to tell you is, I agree with everything Capone and Gunplay just said, but when the record gets personal, you know what else? I'll give you another. I'll give you another. Yo, evidence. Who is Alchemist? Right hand man.
Yeah,
he's his right hand man. Alchemist has never really charged me for a beat. We paid him a lot when we had $1 million budget. So
yo, I will fucking.
So hold on, let me finish.
Broad daylight listen, for Alchemist.
Listen,
you need one?
Hold on, I got you. So listen, I'm at Alchemist joint, and Evidence comes out, and Evidence is like, "I want to do a joint with you." I'm a fan of Evidence. He spits.
He's dope.
So he gives me a beat. The problem is, it's CNN, say it loud, y'all. CNN. It's live on beat. So I sit back, I take the beat.
I will never do them beats.
Calm down, let me finish my story.
Calm down, man. Now mind you,
Live On, Live Long is a sample.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he sampled us.
It's a sample of a sample?
He sampled the sample original. Of the sample.
Right.
But then he asked me to get on the record. And when he asked me to get on the record, this is my personal record talking about my right-hand man. So his record that he sent me had nothing to do with people being in jail. It had nothing to do with nothing. And when he sent it to me, I took about a week. I think I sent it to you, Has. I was like, yo, we're going to do this next. And I couldn't. I just, every bone in my body told me not to do it. Not because I don't respect Evidence. I respect Evidence. But the record was originally made because my man went up north. How can I redo that with somebody else?
It doesn't make sense for me. It's integrity.
It's integrity.
Integrity is lacking right now.
I always hated anybody that didn't clear a record. But now I don't have the power to clear a record because Tommy Boy owns that material. They own the War Report. They own the NRE album. But they recently hollered at me and said, "We would like you to do that." I would be a dickhead. I would be the dickhead that these two dudes was talking about. Because it's not the record. Like, now if you wanna just sample NRE, Norris, then that record meant nothing to me. But now if you want to sample Sometimes, you want to sample I Love My Life, you want to sample Band From TV, Bloody Money, I have a personal, direct relationship with those records. And if you don't call me, yo, Ed, it's Ed. I hear him.
That's a low.
It's you.
Any nigga that do that, that's...
So,
So don't know no better. He a lowercase G.
But see, that's the thing is the thing is when I came up I called Coogi Rap and I said, yo, I'm gonna do Rikers Island over. You know what Coogi Rap told me? I'm getting on there.
Right.
And that was respect to me. When I did Bismarck and I did all these shit, Bismarck said, I don't rap no more. But I actually call these people. These young boys nowadays, they'll go do Bible on a Dash tomorrow. And they'll say, because that's a classic in my time. Well, Gunplay ain't dead, nigga. I'm saying, you're going to realize, you're going to feel this. Because I felt like the old nigga every time, until a nigga actually did my record
I got audio too on my album, and I reached out and got you him have to do.
See, the thing about it, that's the respect part of it. When you just reach out to him, because these people ain't dead. It's not like you know. God bless. If you do a Biggie record over, I won't be mad at you if you don't call Miss Wallace. If you do a Pun record over, I won't be mad at you if you don't call Liza. But if you do one of my records, so I'm alive, breathing. My cocks and still work.
But look,
you know, I'm fucking.
We don't like
call that me. Send me a DM. Send me a DM.
Where is it coming from? Why? You got to ask yourself.
That's
why?
The thing is. See, the thing is.
Why don't they do that?
Do you know why I asked you? Why you made Bible on a Dash? Hold on. I'm going to pass it off. Because. Oh, damn. You got Jaeger. Listen, you know why I asked you Bible on the Dash? Because you know why? It hit me as a hood nigga. And I'm out of the hood, right. But it hit me as a hood nigga. So now just imagine. Joe Schmoe, who just stopped working from the crap house, and he want to start rhyming.
Right.
He just do Bible off the Dash. That's his first shit. You want to give him respect.
Right.
But at the same time, when he don't understand the record, it's hard. It's hard. Look, continue. Go ahead.
Now, you got to adapt.
Me?
No. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody, all of us.
So this is the first time I'm actually saying it. So I've been adapting.
We are from a different era. If you don't wake up tomorrow morning and realize it,
you're
gonna
that.
Wake up the next morning
and
realize behind
it.
In the
race. Right. Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Talk to the people.
Okay.
Now it's not the integrity level of artists, the loyalty of artists, the business mind frame that they treat their niggas is. It's, so what are you gonna sit there and say, well, in my day
I felt like
you can't do that no more.
Now it's about
you a hustler, right?
Mm-hmm.
When niggas was smoking regular weed and then Crip came out. Remember Crippy?
Mm-hmm.
And then Hydro. and then it went to Kush. And when it was, are you still selling seeds with sticks, or are you gonna fucking switch your fucking hustle and get the fuck out there and do what you gotta do?
I agree with you.
Niggas ain't selling tapes no more.
They ain't advanced.
Niggas selling CDs.
They ain't advanced.
I'm gonna go get CDs and I'm gonna fucking sell CDs. Niggas, okay, now it's what is it? Downloads, right? Y'all, the fucking iTunes shit. Okay, niggas selling iTunes.
Or the streams.
It went past that. Now it's at Screams.
Screams.
Now it's if a nigga play your record one time, boom, you get paid. That's an avenue that they just made it so easy for us. If we take our old mentality,
mm-hmm.
our fucking crack ways,
mm-hmm.
our crack mentality, and put it to the digital world, it's fucking easy, bro.
But
you get the
you
nerds.
Feel it.
You get the idea.
When a young nigga,
but the nerds. To work. They want to do that for the phrase.
Well, you going to feel it when a young nigga recreate Bible on the Dash and you get nothing out of it.
That's cool. I won't even trip. I know this is...
No, I don't want nothing out of it. It ain't about
trip.
The money.
I won't even trip because it affected my era.
You know what it's about?
My era the way it is supposed to happen. You know,
hold on. Let me say this.
And
then
I
want to
say something, goddamn
it. You know what affected me was when I seen the brother who did it. And he didn't even know who I was.
Yeah, but listen.
It bothered me.
All right, we're going to ignore that. Oh, after you, it's me.
It bothered me.
I know it
but
did.
But you know what it
I
is?
I know it did.
You know what it
and
is?
And I ain't tripping because I'm still getting money. Go ahead.
That's when I go back to telling you that these little niggas call us OGs.
But
listen, hold on. 1 second, Gunplay.
Keep talking,
listen,
baby.
Listen, right? They call us OGs because right now, before back in the days, your OGs... You respect it.
Yeah.
These little niggas don't respect us.
That's what I'm saying.
No, no, but
we're not. Listen, hold on.
But
hold
but I'm gonna go on what you said.
That's
what
exactly
you say.
What he just said, nigga.
And I'm going on what you said.
It was a spark that started that just kept going. That's my little cousin, right? Imagine my little cousin could box, right? And he was nice in boxing.
He could box.
And chill, listen. And I shot the police. Right?
Hold on.
It went
weird.
Listen. And he can box. And I shot the police. Just because he can box and he never saw me shoot the police, he don't think he can whip his big cousin ass. So that's going to tell you that these little niggas...
I'm still a little...
You got me on that one.
Let's get this right. Come on, get it together. Gunplay could have shot. We caught it.
Gunplay could have shot. Gunplay could have shot three niggas. I'm sitting at the table with Pony and Noriega. Y'all niggas sleep. Gunplay could have shot three niggas. I'm gonna take my first selfie.
I want to take my first selfie with some motherfucking gangsters.
Say something.
Right
here, EFN got you. This is the first time on the mixtape and first time with Capone.
Oh, it's a video?
You know, I'm just gonna take a picture.
Okay.
The first song I ever put out was on his mixtape. The first mixtape I was ever.
Goddamn it, make some noise for EFN for being the Miami's mixtape king. Cause I gotta take a pee-pee.
I
ain't gonna lie. Let's get your phone together. Your phone.
I gotta do this shit, man.
Your phone disappointed me just now.
You still got the bad line.
This is my nigga Gunplay.
Gunplay still got the drug dealer phone.
You know you legal, right?
Take a video.
You
got the throw.
Yo, tell Gunplay he's legal. He still got a trap phone. We gonna fix this. We love Gunplay. Listen, Gunplay is loved in Queens. We love him. So before we sign out, I would like to thank Capone for coming through.
And I'd like to thank Gunplay for coming through.
New York, Miami. I would also like to thank Gunplay.
I couldn't do my podcast with a gangster motherfucker, man.
Hey, I salute you.
I couldn't have did this shit with a better nigga. I promise
you. Hey, I appreciate you, dog. I salute you.
We foul niggas. We put Gunplay and Capone together.
I think it's a problem for the rest of the world.
So if they catch a body, it's awful.
Even know.
Like, if they hang out and catch a body, it's awful.
I just ain't no goopy ass nigga.
Nah, you ain't never been there. You ain't gotta explain that. You ain't never gotta say that.
You're a family, man.
Y'all niggas, ups and downs, real life shit, music, all that.
And listen, Gunplay, give me five. We had niggas on here before, but you said something that it's different. You said you wanted to freestyle.
Yeah.
That's
even
hard.
Though my style ain't free, I'ma do it. And listen,
me and Gunplay
expensive.
I don't freestyle because my style ain't free.
Me and Gunplay said we not gonna kick no rent shit. If we gonna
time out.
Fuck it.
Before we do anything, we heard that Love and Hip Hop is on you out here.
Is this true? Get that bag, boy.
Is this true?
Drum roll.
They love you. From what I heard, they love you.
They done let the real niggas in, boy. Oh, Lord.
That's gonna be a problem with that show.
They done let the real niggas in.
Listen, Slime. Yeah. Slime, listen. If they pick it, do it.
Yeah, I'm finna do it.
All right, look, look, look at me, eye to eye.
I ain't doing it for the money.
I ain't saying, listen, it ain't for the money.
It don't matter what you do it for. Calm down. It don't matter.
Everybody, if they pick you, do it.
Yeah.
The slide might be right behind you. This is what I'm saying.
You know we gonna have these. We know you.
We better record Dream Champ.
You know we gonna have to have these on the show.
But
oh, just the first. Right.
Yeah, it's okay. You can spill drinks on EFN. It's okay. He's used to it.
No, we don't have to have
no drinks on me, brother.
We gonna have to have
drink spiller.
But you listen. So you gonna spit this to end this out?
All right. Man,
but I'm gonna be honest.
And the first.
Yo, I don't even. I swear to God,
you gonna kick
up
first?
No, no. But Pone say I can't look at my phone, so I say, all right, fuck it then. So look, boom. I need my mother. I got a motherfucking 40 cal and an acre. Chilling with my man nigga EFN Pone Nori Acre.
Hold up.
I be scrap. Nah, them niggas, I don't see no friend. My nigga, this is motherfucking Triple C, MMG, and C, and hold up, I ain't done, and my nigga, EFN. I'm just rapping on that beat in my skull, nigga, fuck that shit, nigga, knife never dull, my pistol never cold, I be on the creep, niggas no bad, nigga GP, I represent three letters, MMG, yeah, three letters, yeah, Triple C, Cash City, nigga, straight fucking bread, nigga, what's going down, bitch, give me head, yeah, give me bread, I be fucking pimping, I just
spilled the whole drink on my lap.
But if you spilled the drink,
and you got the DJ. Oh,
I'm killing it right now.
That ain't a beat.
No, man. Hey, man, shout out to y'all.
That ain't a beat. I appreciate y'all having me.
Yo,
Gunplex.
Yeah. This shit is an honor.
This shit is
humble.
Real for me, man.
Yo, you ain't got to rhyme. You an OG. Nah. And that's the soon-to-be OG. You already an OG in the streets.
You let me go on my phone, though.
Nah, you know what?
No, hold on, let me go. Hey, let me give y'all five bars.
I gotta give y'all five bars.
Cause me and Gunplay, we said we was going in together.
I respect that.
All right,
go
ahead.
You gotta do the beat.
Not gonna hang them out to dry. I'm going to go in.
Oh, shit.
You see the jet on the runway. CNN and Gunplay. What you gonna do when it's Sunday? You gonna run and you gonna hide from the click. BTG's thugged out, that's the shit. EFN, everybody know that's the fam. Nigga never ran. Nigga busted jack, don't jam. I'll fuck her with the gunplay. CNN, Triple C, jets on the runway. You gon' see this shit Sunday. You gon' see this shit one day. Real niggas coming at your crew to your neck. One shot from the motherfucking, that's a tech. I'm chillin' in the air, my fuckin' yayo. Still got the numbers on the yayo. Nori told me, nigga, don't play though. If you gon' move, I'ma move. They gon' do what we say so. Got a party tonight at the W.
Woo!
Your bitch winning, she gon' take a W. That's me, motherfucking Gunplay. That's okay. The double true. I don't give a fuck, nigga, trouble. Woo!
All right, come out.
That's the ice on the rolling.
Hey!
Thank y'all for joining us. We'll be back next week. You
Drink
Champs,
motherfucker.
It's going down. Y'all,
we only get drunker.
Take a picture, then we can get drunker.
Take the picture.
Damn.
Yo, did you?